Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We call this thing Baltimore Positive. We are wrapping things up, but I've saved the best for last. We're here at Fadley's in Lexington Market, Fadley's Seafood. All of it brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I have the Magic 8 scratch-offs. You scratch that, you feel lucky. I feel lucky because I'm down here having crab cakes, French fries, and cucumber salad. I'm going to have some delicious shrimp salad, which I learned is the Mary Mervis shrimp salad here at Fadley's. I'm going to throw myself just on the mercy of Officer Moody here. Kevin Moody is the executive director and founder of something called Empowering Youth for Tomorrow, but empowering the young youth through comprehensive mentorship and educational programs. So, two things with you. I'm trying to get things right. It's the third time I've screwed things up with you. Last year they came and I did live radio. Mistake. Coming from a guy who's done 24 years of live radio. I wanted to go live that week, and I knew something was going to get screwed up that week, and the something was you. Because that when you came, I had a patch cord went out, I had live radio went out, I had a button on a new board that made us sound muted. We did the segment live. I was kind of happy with how it turned out on tape, but I was so disheveled that I was barely paying attention to my guests the right way because I was focused on everything but you. So I felt awful. I went home that night and I'm like, I'm doing this thing next year if only to invite you guys because I felt terrible. Two officers here with kids on the street and I had tech problems. So I apologized to you then. I said, I'm going to bring you back. So I said, next year we'll do Fadley's again. You set it up. Your partner, Derek, was going to come down. And then I locked all of this equipment in the trunk of the car. That's why. So you had to upgrade here. You got your other officer out on the street. You brought me Tori. Well, Tori Kerr is here. Yeah. She's here to help us talk about internships and mentoring with young people. I just want to do this the right way. So I'm going to apologize to you. We're going to start from the beginning. Like, I don't know you. Like, I haven't seen that jacket. Like, I haven't heard your story last year for everybody that hasn't heard your story. Because I want to give you the – I want to hear the whole story. Nothing's going to get screwed up here. How are you, officer?
Man, I'm great. I'm great.
It's good to see you again, man. Thanks for coming back and dealing with me again, man.
Oh, thanks for having us. And, I mean, I guess with being a police officer, you know, we got to deal with change on the fly all the time. It didn't bother me. I appreciate it.
How many years you been an officer?
10 years now.
10 years. What made you want to be a police officer? You're a city officer, right?
Yeah. State. But we work in the city.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You're a state trooper then.
Maryland Transit, MTA.
MTA. Okay. Yep. I didn't know what you're – I don't think we talked about that last time.
No, we did. Yep. MTA. So we got the buses, the trains, light rail, subway.
What does that mean? Like, I've been told when I have my computer, which I have here, not the greatest thing to have on me on the light rail. I live uptown, coming downtown. Just sort of safety things, precautions to take when you're traveling on public transportation.
Oh, yeah.
And I took buses everywhere in my life as a kid. My parents never drove. I took the 23 and the 10 out of Dundalk. I knew all the bus routes. My dad took the bus to the point. We were a carless family. So when I hear transportation issues in the city, I'm from that family. We relied on buses all my life, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, you say we recording and all of that. So I'll tell you, I mean, a lot of stuff right now in the MTA, you got crimes opportunity. So, yeah, you say you're sitting on the bus or the train, you have your phone out, you have your laptop on, different things like that. People going to walk by, see you not paying attention. And
Phone right here.
Like that phone sitting right there.
Right.
Or these two I got sitting right here.
Yeah. All right.
Walk right by, snatch it, and run. You know, I mean, we get a lot of, you know, crimes of opportunity. And, you know, it's just, you know, keep your head on a swivel. Make sure if you're not using that stuff, if it's not in your hand, make sure you got it put up.
So I need to have cops on
really
more often. Does he teach you this stuff, Tori?
Yeah.
Keep you on the up and up here.
Yes.
So preparing you for tomorrow, you're an officer. It's not enough that you're like, you're working, putting your life on the line. You got your little badge over here. You're probably holding something to keep me safe. You know, but, like, that's a lot for anyone. And you sign up for that, and you're in the city every day. And then you, in your spare time, finding other young people here. And I just have great admiration for it. So I want to hear the whole story, man.
Thank you. I mean,
because we got bad stuff happening in this city, and you see it every day.
Yeah.
But you're part of the good stuff happening. Yeah. So that's what I want to promote here.
Well, I'm glad you kind of started off, you know, asking about the crimes and stuff that happens on the system. Because, like we said, with them crimes of opportunity, that's kind of how I get involved with the youth. I started
off. Why are you doing this, man? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I started off coaching football. Then I started working for the school system. I worked at Baby Bookings for a couple years, and now I'm a police. So I've always worked with kids who are deemed troubled youth.
Did you didn't want to be a cop then? That wasn't like your pathway.
No, I never. You will not see a picture of me as a kid holding a badge and wanting to be the police officer. That was just, it just happened.
Where'd you grow up?
It's my purpose. West Baltimore.
All right. So what you set your purpose. Go ahead. Let's go on that.
It's my purpose, man. Like I said, coaching football, just always working with kids.
Where'd you play ball?
Coaching. I coached that.
Did you play?
I played. I went to Woodlawn High School.
Woodlawn. Okay, you're a Woodlawn guy. Okay, Warrior.
I played. Yeah, played football.
Sometimes they beat Dundalk. Sometimes.
We never lost to them. I played semi-pro a bit, you know, so I always got a chance to deal with kids at Arbutus. So those kids kind of followed us up and just was with us a lot.
So Tori's here, and you were going to have your partner.
Yes.
And he's out on the beat right now. You guys are street officers every day. Mm-hmm. I mean, organizing this with you, I felt awful just asking you to come back after I had to cancel last month because I feel like you're out here doing this work every day, but then you're recruiting other people, and you have this organization, and you brought Tori along here. What's going on with young people? Because this is preparing youth for tomorrow. You look young. I don't know how young you are. Yeah, I call you youthful for me.
Yes, very.
So how old are you?
I'm 18.
18. Yes. All right. So what is your connection to this, and where did you hear about preparing youth for tomorrow?
So basically, when I was first introduced to preparing youth for tomorrow, it was at a volunteering event around Christmas time. They did like a toy and shoe drive, and I was really interested in continuing volunteering with them. And so I talked to Kevin, asking if they had any type of internship programs for students like me, because I am a first year student.
Where do you go?
North Carolina, A&T.
A&T.
Aggie Pride.
All right, there you go. Make sure you're not with Bill Belichick then, or the other North Carolina, or the North Carolina State thing. So you're freshman.
Yes, freshman.
Where'd you go to high school?
Yeah,
here?
Towson High School.
Oh, all right, you're Towson. So we're all county kids here, hanging out in the city, trying to make the city better, right?
The city better.
That's exactly.
And the city
what it
gets
is.
Such a bad reputation and a bad rap. And every day they're great things. I mean, I sit here and talk about them all the time. I think crime rate going down, mayor's on all of that. But just in a general sense, being young and of color in this city and being here, this is a time I think where we're gonna start to take folks like you and make this city better. It's going to be up to young people. Yeah. I'm old fart, Tori. I'm 56. Yeah. It's
and
over
that's
for
why
me.
We want to try to create opportunities for these students to get out in this community and serve so that way they can better improve the community that we're in.
When you say serve, what is that? What would that mean? What would serving mean to someone 16, 17, 18 years of age here?
So volunteering, that's basically what our whole internship program consists of, just getting out in the streets, helping wherever we're necessary, whether that be drives or actual hard work. I know you said some connections with like farming and things like that. There's so many different opportunities in the Baltimore area, specifically in the city, where we should have younger students like me and our younger generation helping so that way they're, instead of being out and having opportunities of crime, they're giving back to the community.
For you to start this thing, you started as a police officer. When did preparing youth for tomorrow really seed and begin? And I think you speak for your partner. You guys came up with this together, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we started, just going out and just doing things in schools with kids. And I say like the end of 2022.
Okay, so you're about 3 years old now, going on 3 years. Mm-hmm. What are the goals? How can people be helpful to you for preparing youth for tomorrow?
The goals are to continue to grow and just find more. Something that I love is I say collaboration over competition. So, you know, other organizations that may need youth to come out and volunteer so that we can get these youth into situations that they are interested in. A lot of times, especially as a police officer, parents may call me and they're asking me to send them through like a scared straight program. And I'm like, that's not what works. What does your child like to do? Because I know people who have robotics teams. And if they
MCing Beer and Bots on the 16th of April up at the Fly thing up in Timonium.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's the Wonderfly Arena.
That's it.
Yes, yeah, that's a nice
Beer
spot.
And Bots. I had the Mervo teacher on about a month ago. I mean, they have an incredible STEM program over there, you know, and getting kids in the city to learn. I was not science tech. I'm a talker. I'm a communicator, you know.
But and me either. And see, that's what I'm saying. So you have some kids who like that. So, hey, let's put them there. We're not scaring them straight. Let's give them something that they like, incentivize them to do what's good and do what they're supposed to do and expose them to these things. You said you are you like to communicate. So, okay, so now let's talk to some people who have podcasts and different things like that. And
I did morning announcements in high school. I know you find it
and you liked it, right?
Yeah.
Right. So it's like, okay, if that's what you like, let's find what these kids like. Again, collaboration over competition. I love to be able to network and be like, hey, let me make a call and get you put in a position where you're going to stay out of trouble. We got to give them something to do, and I think that something to do needs to be something that they like. I told you I coach football. You have parents that make kids come out there and play, and they don't like to play. So why are we here? Let's find something
big.
That they like.
All right. Right. Well, yeah, right. And yeah.
So I think that that's the thing. Find something that they like. So I'm trying to get, you know, Tori came up with this internship idea. And it's going to be...
Well, I can tell she's the brains of the operation.
She is.
Yeah, I can see
she
that.
She is. You know, and at work, I'm a sergeant. I love when somebody comes up to me and gives me, you know, a plan. Don't just tell me what the problem is, because my next question
give
is,
me the
what
solution.
Are you going
to
do?
Yeah.
Tori said that, hey, can I intern? Okay, sure. What can you do? And we sat down, and she asked again, and I'm like, I don't know. What can you do? And she had a whole amazing plan for this
she's
internship.
She's got a Rolodex to young people. Look at her, man. Yes. She's connected
yes.
here. So when you're... preparing you for tomorrow, give me an example of something where you've gathered some young people and done something good in the last week or two or month. What do you, what are some examples of what you're doing?
Okay. Well, I would say most recent, well, that was 2 months ago. But, hey, we went to a school. Every year we'll go to a school. We will get kids, the entire school, toys. We get donations of toys and so that they can enjoy the holiday spirit. You know what I mean? We come in, we put on a show. We have other officers come in. They dress up as the Grinch. We have a DJ. They come out. They dance with the kids. And at the very end,
so
I have
them
count down.
So it's an assembly, a school
it's
assembly.
It's like an assembly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure.
The toys are covered up, and then at the very end, I have them count down with me, and we, you know, unveil the toys, and I mean, just their faces lighten up.
Going crazy.
And then when they hear, then when they hear that we're police, like Tori. This has been telling the story.
You don't look like a cop. I'll say. You know?
No, but that's the point, right? Mm-hmm. So when we're doing this, we don't look like cops. And then we say that we're police. You know, the looks on their faces. Some, very few, was like excited. It's more that's like, you know, they don't really know how they feel because some people are taught to dislike the
cops. Yeah, how does that work for you on the streets to try to unwire that a little bit?
Just being real and being me, letting them know that this is just a uniform. Like I said, 10 years is how long I've been doing this. When I first came here, we was just coming off that Freddie Gray stuff. So literally, like, this area I patrol. So
you were one of the guys when they were trying to get cops that people didn't want to be a cop, right?
And that's what I'm
people
saying.
People never – I mean, it's always hard to get cops. But, you know, and Don Moeller, my mentor in doing Baltimore Posit, he would always say to a young guy like you, especially you when you were 10 – you still look young to me. She looked really young. But 10 years ago, you were 8. 10 years ago, you were starting this. But he would say – as the county executive, you say if you're into being a cop for the adventure part of it, it's not the job for you. It's a
right.
service job.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
It's not a pleasure job.
Right.
It's a service
it
job.
Is.
Right.
Yes. And that's
you can
you
be
really
pleasurable to do it,
mind.
But service is the job.
Yes.
This isn't about playing cops and robbers.
Yes.
People get caught up in the adventure part, and I don't need to tell you about everything that's going on with the cops in the city, mm-hmm. and I don't need to tell anybody of color here that was part of the problem with trust with police officers, right? You're working backwards from that every day, right?
In the city and around the country, definitely working backwards. I mean, when the George Floyd stuff happened in Minnesota, you know, we out here and they, you know, telling us about us killing people. And I'm like, I never even been to Minnesota.
Right.
You know, but I mean, we are going to
this kid's 12 years old with a mask on 5 years ago. Like, like the different world mm-hmm. you've had than mm-hmm. what I've had.
Yes.
And we're inheriting it together. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important that, you know, everybody's sticking together and making things happen, because I think police get a bad rap, but for those of you out there every single day, as citizens, we need to make it, we need good people being cops, not the bad people being cops.
Yeah. And that's
real. We need better people being politicians, but that'll be next segment for the young people.
Yeah, that's
you
that's,
young people need to get active and stop this. This ain't normal. Yeah. I'm just going to say that.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Our generation's working hard. Mm-hmm. I know that we're
I like
change.
This.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
That's awesome.
Where can people get involved with you, Tori? We have young people or people with young people out there, donations, whatnot, but preparing youth for tomorrow. My guest is Kevin Moody. Derek Johnson couldn't be here. Tori is here. She's the intern extraordinaire. So folks get in touch with you. What they leave a message. What do? You call them back, email?
So, yes, you could always leave me a message. But more information about the internship will be brought on the PYT website very soon. And there'll be a whole application process. So students, juniors in high school, juniors and seniors, sorry, in high school can click the link and apply. And we'll make sure that we get back to them as far as the application process goes. And, yeah, and we're excited to work with as many students as possible that are interested.
So you do more school assembly type stuff to try to recruit young people?
So that's what we've been doing. Yeah, we've been in some schools. We just were at Towson High School, their law and public policy program.
Mighty Generals.
Yes, yes, go Generals. But we just were there talking to them about the internship project. We're going to be going to Western soon to talk to them. So we're excited. We're going to different schools.
They still the engineers over there? As poly engineers, Western
Dubs.
Mm-hmm. Dubs, yeah. Mm-hmm. I covered high school sports here.
Yeah, you look, you done did all the sports.
1988, 89, and 90, I covered women's basketball. I just saw at a funeral, a dear friend of mine, Rosemary Kusorik, one of the great high school players of all time. I covered. And yeah, Mercy. And I saw my friend Michelle. She had a Mercy thing on. I'm like, sharpshooter. She's like, no, we're the Magic. Mercy Magic. Mm-hmm. They couldn't call them sharpshooters because, they had to change a name.
Yes.
Like the Washington Bullets. Mm-hmm. For me, I'm done, though. You're Woodlawn Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
Towson Generals. Then I got to change Generals. Generals are Generals. I'm Dundalk Owls. We're the Mighty Owls. Mm-hmm. And I spent all of my life till I moved out to Towson thinking Owls were like, oh, it's an owl. They're so cute. Owls are nasty.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I didn't had no idea. I was always a little like
wow,
we're
that?
The owls. Wow, that's tough. We're smart. Owls are smart, right?
But it is tough.
Owls are nasty. Yeah, so like I don't feel so bad that I have a wimpy mascot because owls are not wimpy, mm-hmm. even though I thought for the first 50 years they were. Preparing youth for tomorrow's way to go. Kevin Moody is here. His fantastic intern Tori is here as well. The website, PYT Inc.
Yep.
Preparing Youth.
Yep.
It's like pretty young thing.
PYT.
Yep.
So people can remember it.
I want to love you. PYT. That's before your time.
But I know it.
You know
it. Oh, so.
Hey.
It's a king of pop. It's Michael Jackson.
Yeah, PYT.
Michael Jackson is always. Michael Jackson's cool to pretty 18-year-old girls forever. Since 1972.
How about that? How about that?
If I could just moonwalk, man. Just,
yeah.
Can you moonwalk?
Absolutely not.
All right. What do you know about Michael Jackson? What does an 18-year-old girl in America know about Michael Jackson?
That's the king of pop.
All right.
I used to play the Michael Jackson Experience on my Wii all the time growing up.
Is that like the magic 8-ball on there? Hey, you're 18. I can give you one of these.
Yeah, you could.
Hey! When did you turn 18?
You're going to win.
May. I've never done one of these before.
She matured beyond her years, this one here.
You
got good interns, good stock. Give your partner my best. Tell me. Okay. I know he's out on the street. I feel like I'm going to have you back every year because once – my wife would say this. Once I do something wrong or I feel guilty the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. I'll feel guilty about that awful segment last year. And you're going to be the beneficiary because I'm going to call you forever. Because you're going to be one of my favorite guests.
I don't want you to feel guilty.
I do.
But if that means you're going to bring us on every year, man, I love the opportunity.
Well, I just want to see it get bigger every year.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the plan.
That's it. Yeah. I want to see her when she's like 20, when she's like drinking age.
Uh-huh.
3 years from now.
And this internship is just huge.
Blown up. That's the plan.
Does 18 feel old to you?
It does, being in college. It definitely makes me feel way older.
What's your major?
Criminal justice.
Yep. Makes sense.
All right. This is all coming together.
Yeah.
Now. All right. We can have a crab cake now.
Yeah.
We can take a break here. Great people in the city doing great stuff. Kevin Moody is the executive director and founder of Preparing Youth for Tomorrow. Hee-hee. PYT. Building stronger community connections by fostering positive interactions between youth and law. Mm-hmm. Enforcement. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yep.
That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks for coming by.
You have any listeners who's probably school teachers and different things like that?
Oh, yeah. I got a lot of school teachers.
Okay. So, yeah. Aside from
so you want to come over to Dundalk High School and do this? Is that what you want to do?
Yeah.
Do I have to get on? Do I have to make a call?
Yes, please.
Please. Yeah, we had a mentorship, and then we also go into schools and we work with kids. We have a 14-week course where we literally call it Handshakes Over Handcuffs. And you got real police coming in, interacting with the youth, and just everything that causes.
Handshakes
over handcuffs.
That you come up with that, or is that like that's a thing?
Yeah.
All right, man.
Handshakes over handcuffs.
I'm gonna have you back. I told you that last year. I felt guilty. Now I feel a little bit. I got the whole story out. I mean, you brought her. We got to bring Derek back.
Yeah, that guy come. Yeah.
We got to bring everybody by, and we're going to make it all happen again. All right?
Appreciate your time,
all
brother.
All right, man. Appreciate you. Preparing Youth for Tomorrow. She's prepared. I can tell. If nothing else, you're going to be a hell of a speaker. You're going to be a communicator.
She's great. She's great.
You remind me of the poet that welcomed Joe Biden into office years ago. Remember the poet? African-American, young American, African-American poet. What's her name? She's... Don't make me do. Hold on. I'm going to look her up. I'm going to look her up now. Hold on. Let's see. Young African American poet Biden Obama, and it's going to pop right up. Her picture is going to pop up because she read the most beautiful thing. Amanda Gorman. There you go. There you go. You remind me of Amanda Gorman. That's a compliment.
That's a compliment.
That's a compliment.
That's amazing. I appreciate that.
I had to remember her name. Inaugural poet. There you go. So
Amanda Gorman.
Maybe it's the dress or something. I'm not sure. We're down here at Fadley's. I'm giving away Magic 8-Ball tickets like Oprah, just throwing them out, trying to get some winners out here. We're going to be at Charles Village Pub in Towson, Maryland, home of WNST next Friday. Hopefully welcoming the Towson Tigers into March Madness. On the 21st, we're going to be in Essex. Hard for a Dundalk guy to go to Essex, but they let me go in and out. I get my passport stamped right there at Back River. We'll be down at Pizza John's on the 21st. I kid, we'll be eating delicious pizza and having cheesesteaks. In the meantime, show is over for today at Fadley's, which means I get to eat some mussels, some shrimp salad, and the delicious Fadley's crab cake. Signing off from Fadley's at the beautiful Lexington Market. I am Nestor. We are WNST. AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore positive.